Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Moria Rav Hillel Ben Meir Chamechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Koheles and we are in Perek Yud Beis. And the Pesukim begin as Choras Borecha Bimei Bechur Osecha. Remember your Creator in the day of your youth. Ad Asher Lo Yavo Yemei Ara, until the before the evil days come, the days of sorrow come. And and you're going to say, the days will come that I have no desire. In other words, show your Shemaim at the peak of your strength, says the Mitzudas David, by overcoming your impulses and your energy, and channel your energy into your Shemaim before the days of sorrow of old age come, where you say, you know, frankly, I have no desire to do anything, certainly not Hashem's will. Ad Asher Lo Techshach Hashemesh Va'or Va'yarech Va'kochavim V'shavu Elvim Achar HaGoshem. Right, we want to get to the point where before the sun and light and moon and stars grow dark, in other words, says the Sworno, the heart, the life, the spirit, the brain, the five senses start to die off, right? And then what's going to happen? And the clouds return again after the rain. You know, as somebody starts to get older, Be'om She'yazu Shomer Abayis V'sav Suan She'achayel. And so instead, before, the guards of the house tremble. The guards of the house are the sinews, the things that hold the bones together and the muscles together, and the uvatu atochanos kimietu v'chashku aros barubos, and the men of valor are bent, and the grinders become idle because they're few. So, and those who peer through the windows grow dim. As before, the sinews and the bones start to fall apart, and the teeth start to fall out, and the eyes, which grow dim, before all these things start to happen, v'sagru d'lasayim b'shuk, and the doors to the street are shut, which are the lips, b'shval kol atachana, with the noise of the mill growing fainter, in other words, the sound of chewing, it gets harder for a person to eat, v'yakum l'kol atzipor v'yashichu kol b'nos hashir. And then when one is awoken by the sound of the bird and all the strains of the music are muffled, right? In other words, in old age, people generally sleep a lot lighter than they do when they're younger, says the Sforno. And they lose their appreciation for music because they don't hear as well. Try to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu before all these people. Right before the silver cord, when one is afraid of heights, in other words, when one dreads the prospect of having to walk uphill, and there's terror on the road, right, to one's eventual death, and the almond trees start to blossom, in other words, the bones start to protrude through the flesh, Rashi says, and the grasshopper becomes a burden, even the weight of a grasshopper is too heavy to carry, right, and the desire goes down. As a person goes to his eternal resting place, and the mourners go down into the street, Ad asher lo yirachik chevel hakesef v'tarutz kulas hazav v'tishaver kana al hamabua v'narodz hagalgal al habor, before the silver cord snaps and the golden bowl crashes, the silver cord refers to the spinal cord, says Sforno, and the golden bowl is the liver, right? And the jar is shattered at the fountain is the gallbladder, and the jug, the stomach, is smashed at the cistern, right? The ashova afar, ala arts kishaya, and when the dust returns to the ground, it's as it was, right? Baruch tashuv alokim asher nesana, and then the human being puts his neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Havel havaluma ma'akol ha'kolas, havel havaluma kol haval. And Kohala says, you know, it's all useless. It's all futile, right? In addition to being a chacham, which Kohelis was, he also taught knowledge to the masses. He didn't just hold it in for himself. He absorbed and he analyzed and he composed a lot of different mishalim. So Kohelis wanted to find valuable sayings, and because of Yosher Devar Emes, and he composed a lot of. And properly recorded a lot of words of truth. Divrei chachamim kedar vanos kamas maros netuim balei asupos net numero echad. The words of the wise are like sticks, they're like nails, and like flat-headed nails well driven. What does that mean? The dinim derabanan, which separate one and keep one from being in violation of the chazals. In other words, what we say, asus yagla toros is Rashi. They're like sticks, and they're like flat-headed nails, well driven. You may not understand why there are dinim derabanan. It's to pull a nail out of a surface in which it was driven in, but they can be grasped like a flat-headed nail. Sometimes you just need a claw to look into it, and you'll see why it makes sense. And it's given by Roa Echad, who's given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The dinim derabanan just get incorporated in the Torah. Yosef Meim Abin Yizayer, right? But beyond this, take care. Be careful to explain that beyond what the Chachamim did, says the Svarno. Asos Svaram Harbe, be careful. There's no end to the composing a lot of books. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write everything down. There's more to be learned, right? In Kate Svelag Harbe Yigias Basar, there is no limit. Much study is physically exhausting, right? Coelho says, don't purchase too many books, says Ibn Ezra. We see you can't add extra books to the Tanakh. And also, if everything were to be written down, it would be physically exhausting, and a lifetime wouldn't be enough time to study it. So therefore, Sof Davar Kol Nishma, in the end of the day, when everything is considered, in other words, at Matan Torah, this is already considered, Es Elokim Yirav Es Mitzosav Shemar Kizek Kol Adam. You need to go ahead and have Yirah Shemayim, and you have to keep the mitzvos, because that's the whole of the man. His obligation in his world is to serve Hashem. And that's what was always his essence, that he always go back to Yirah Shemayim, says the Ibn Ezra. Ki eskol ma'ase Elokim Yavi b'mishpat, al kol ne'alamim tovim ra. In the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call every deed into account. He sees everything hidden, whether it's good or it's bad. So if davar kol nishma, so kim yirav es mitzvosav shemor, kizeh kol ha'adam. And with this, we close out Sefer Koheles, and we look forward to the start of Megillas Esther when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.